Morning. Today's daf in Shvachim is Dalet, third day of the Masechta. The Mishnah started off by discussing the concepts of Kavanah. While a person has to Shecht, a person is going to Shecht the Karban. Generally speaking, it's the Kohen. After that point going forward, it's always going to be the Kohen. And so our discussion has been and will continue to be the idea, the question of proper Kavanahs that are had during the during the Avodah. So as pointed out already before on Daf Mem Vav, in the Masechta, which obviously is coming up some time from now in the Daf Yomi, but Daf Mem Vav gives us the basic information in terms of what Kavanahs are necessary. So when you Shecht the Karban, so the Kohen has to have the following Kavanahs in mind. He has to think about the proper Karban, the proper owner of the Karban, Kadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be burnt, it has to have a reach, and it has to have nicholach. And those last three we discussed briefly the other day. But in other words, the basic rules regarding a Karban is that you have to have the right Karban in mind and the right owner in mind. If the Kohen, while shechting the Karban, does not have the right Karban in mind, or what we call in Halacha now Shinu Kodesh, that's the new terminology that we're using in starting this Masechta. So, generally speaking, what it does is it creates a disconnection. It doesn't possible the Karban, but it creates a disconnection. No longer is the owner connected to his Karban. The owner now, in order to satisfy his obligations, is going to have to bring a new Karban. And this is what's called Shinui Kodesh. Under limited circumstances, Shinui Kodesh is actually going to possible the Karban. It'll disqualify the Karban. So, for example, if it's a Karban Pesach or a Karban Chatas, and according to some opinions, a Karban Hashem as well, but for a Karban Pesach and a Karban Chatas, if there's Shinui Kodesh, if there's a change of designation, that passes the Karban. That's a disqualification of the Karban. There's also something called Shinui Balam. Shinui Balam is not discussed in our Mishnah, but Shinui Balam means that the Kohen had a different owner in mind. If the Kohen had a different owner in mind, so that too also creates a disconnection. As we saw on day one of the Masechta, as we will see again, once again today, in today's Masechta as well, for Shinui Balam, it may not apply to all four Avodos. I'm using my words carefully, a little bit of reservation. It is clearly the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos we saw on day one, Rashi I'm going to show you later this morning, that when it comes to Shinui Balam creates a disconnection only for Zrika. Oh, Shekolach. Only for Zrika, but not for the other Vodas. I will explain that a lot better a little bit later on this morning. But just this idea that Shinui Kodesh for sure applies to all the other Vodas. After we get through today's daf, you will see that that is abundantly clear. And then the only question becomes Shinui Balam, whether that applies to all four Avodos. And according to Rashi and Tosfos, the answer is no. It only applies to Zrika for reasons which we articulated, and I'm going to repeat again a little bit later this morning. What we've been discussing in the last couple of days of the Daf, since the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, is we discussed various conversations, discussion that occurred in the Beis Medrash, distinctions that are made between the world of Gittin, the world of, the world of Kachim, the world of Gittin, the world of Tumah Taharos. Really interesting how the Gemara just kind of jumps from topic to topic. But still, there are basic concepts that apply to all three of these topics. And the question is are there distinctions to be made regarding, let's say, for example, Stam. And the person had no Kavana. So what is that going to do in the world of Kachim? So that's okay. In the world of Gittin, that's not okay. It doesn't make for a good get. We asked the question, what's the distinction? The Gemara gave answers. The principle of Mina Machriv Uve Shalom Elomina Lomachriv. The more similar things are to one another, the more that creates a problem. The more dissimilar things are to one another, the less that creates a problem. So, or even we can say it even stronger, or it doesn't even, we can just simply ignore it. Another discussion that the Gemara had, and it's true, we saw that in the areas of Kachim, we saw that in the areas of Tumah Tahara. So that was our discussions the last couple of days. But the Gemara now, we start on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Today's Daf, we're starting right on mark. We are opening up with the words Minalan. And the Gemara's question over here is a very simple question, and that is, where's the source of these rules in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Kol asvachim shenizbechu shloshmam ksherim elo shlo alu labam l'shem chova." So this idea that if I have Shinui Kodesh of the Kohen when shechting the animal, and again, we could repeat, in doing any one of the Dalet Avodos, and again, let's just review, right? The more we say this, the more this will become second nature. So when it comes to the Dalet Avodos, the first Avodah is Shechita. Second Avodah is Kabbalas Adam, the receiving of the blood, because again, that's a natural phenomena, anatomical phenomena, that after you shech the animal, you're now severing the major arteries of the neck. So now blood is going to be gushing out of the neck. So you're accepting that first blood's in a bowl, that's Kabbalas Adam. Next Avodah is Halacha. You're going to be walking the blood over from the area in which you shechted, which is an area in the Azara. Later in the Masechta, we're going to be talking about what areas of the Azara you need to be in for various karbanos. That's a discussion later on. Halacha, the walking over of the karban to the mizbeach. And finally, the avoda of zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood. Now, by the way, the story doesn't end there. In other words, just to make sure that we're all like on the same page and we all have the same same visualization. The story doesn't end there. The carbon's not over. Meaning, in other words, all you did is just sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. There's still an animal to talk about. But in terms of the kapara, the achievement of the kapara comes at the time of Zrika. Zrika is the most significant point in terms of kapara has been achieved because you sprinkled the blood. But then, of course, there's an animal in which to speak about. That, what do we do with the animal? Well, of course, it depends. If it's a carbon ola, it's going to be burnt entirely on the mizbeach. If it's a carbon shlamim, so most of it's going to be consumed, and parts of it are going to go on the mizbeach. And again, all those details are coming up later on. But that's just, again, something that we all need to be aware of. So minalan, so we now turn to the top of today's daf, and dalam and aleph, and the question of the Gemara over here, a really simple one. Where are these halachas coming from? Interesting Rashi, by the way. First Rashi on the Amud. Menalan debinan zvicha l'shma. How do I know that the zvicha, the shechting of the animal, has to be done l'shma? Rashi writes, well, first word of Rashi. Licha tchila. In other words, even though, yes, we quoted a pasuk, it's interesting also, the pasuk that we quoted, Motzeis Fasecha, from Parshas Kisetze, not a clear reference that it has to be done l'shma, but at least the Gemara had an allusion. You remember on Daf Beis, the first Daf, we talked about how the Torah flipped from the word neder to nedava. And from there, the Gemara teased out this idea that you need proper l'shma, and if you don't have proper l'shma, so, but at least it's going to be brought as a carbon. But again, that's not a clear indication that it has to be done. And Rashi over here, I'm focusing on the first word of the Rashi. And how do I know that l'chatchila, this is an a priori, this is a first order of business idea, that when you shech the animal, you have to have the proper kavanah in mind. And again, proper kavanah just simply meaning, this is a carbon ola, and the Kohen has to now think, this is a carbon ola. So how do I know that this is in fact so? So minan divina zvicha l'shma amakra. Pasuk says, v'im zevach shlamim karbono. Shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. So the Gemara says, well, let's take a look at our psukim that describe the carbon shlamim min perik gimel of vayikra. Perik aleph is carbon ola. In other words, when you open up sefer vayikra, right? So sometimes it's intimidating because it's not taught to us back in school. So perik aleph is carbon ola. Perik aleph is carbon ola. Perik beis is carbon mincha. Perik gimel is carbon shlamim, and perik dal is carbon chatas. And it actually goes into perikay as well. The unusual carbon chataos. Anyway, that's the beginning. That's the opening of sefer vayikra. So in perik gimel and zevach shlamim carbono shetei zvicha l'shem shlamim. So zevach shlamim gives us this idea, the sense that it has to be l'shem shlamim, that the zevach means the act of shechting has to be for the purpose of shlamim. V'dilma hainu shmayu. The Gemara asks a really simple question. Maybe that's just simply the name of the carbon. The name of the carbon, zevach shlamim. So midichtiv amakrav is dama shlamim, hazorik is dama shlamim, v'lo ksiv zevach, v'achakiv zevach shmamina, shuizvich l'shem shlamim. So the Gemara says, no, we know the name of the carbon is actually shlamim. That's the name of the carbon. There are, Gemara quoted a couple of psukim that clearly indicate dama shlamim. So clearly the name of the carbon itself is shlamim. So when the Torah talks about zevach shlamim, that means that when you shecht the animal, it has to be l'shem shlamim. Ashkechan zvicha sharavod is minalan. Good. So we have a drasha that tells us about zvicha. But there are three other avodas. What's the source for these other avodas? That when the Kohen does the avodas of kabbalas adam and olacha and zrika, it has to be done l'shem, the carbon that you're working with. V'chitim aleilaf mizvicha. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we learn out from zvicha? And we're going to hear these kinds of Gemaras often. And that is every avoda has a unique feature to it. So even though there may be a halacha that pertains to one, it doesn't necessarily pertain to the others because of a unique chumrah that exists within each of the avodas. So first we're going to learn together now for the first time what's the chumrah when it comes to shechting malazvicha shekein yefsala shelo l'shem ochlim bePesach. So here's a chumrah when it comes to shechting the avoda of shechita, and that is that under certain circumstances, if you shecht a carbon Pesach shelo l'shem ochlim, not for people who can consume it, so the carbon is going to be pasul. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains this halacha over here. Malas vachin shekein pasul shol l'shem ochlin bepesach. Rashi, fourth line down from the top. Shem shachtu shol l'ochlin kegon l'chol l'zaken. Let's say you shecht the carbon pesach for somebody who's ill or somebody who's old. Meaning just examples of people who can't physically eat. She'en yichon l'echol kezais pasul. Ve'afilu hein ba'alav. And Rashi amplifies the Chiddush. Let's say these people are the owner of the Karban Pesach. So who else are you going to be shechting it for? But the problem is that they can't eat. Because when the Torah describes the Karban Pesach, the Torah says that it has to be something which is consumed. One of the unique natures of the Karban Pesach is that it must be eaten. With other karbanos, like other karban shlamim, for example, so there's an idea, there's certainly it's a good thing to eat, but in other words, it's a mitzvah to eat, but in other words, it's not essential, it's not critical. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, an idea which we're going to be discussing a number of times over the course of Kachim, a Karban Pesach has to be eaten. It's part and parcel of the avodah of the Karban Pesach that it must be consumed. In so much so, in fact, as Rashi now is explaining, if I shecht it for somebody who cannot eat, even though that person is its owner, it's not going to be a good shechita. The shechita is psula, meaning the carbon's puzzle. Achila bechazayis v'shar avodos l'pasi shlo l'ochlin d'chsiv tachosu. And I know that this is only applicable to the avoda of shechita, which parenthetically, by the way, makes all the sense in the world. Meaning, none of the other avodas are allowing you to eat it. Yes, you can't eat it before doing the other avodas. But in terms of the act that allows for consumption, obviously shechita. When you do the other avodas, even if it's not for people who can eat, that's not a posel. Rashi says, I know that because the pasuk says the words tachosu. Tachosu al-seb, it's part of the pasuk. Rashi explains it's a funny word, it's an unusual word. V'tanya Rabbi Meir omer lashon sursihu, zek adam omer l'chaver, kosli tlezeh. Right, shech this animal for me. The word tachosu means to shech. V'hachem in v'psachim, de'ein ochlim bezrika. That there's no psul of, ain't a question of the girsa. Ein machshavas ochlin bezrika. Now, in other words, when you're zorik the blood, when you sprinkle the blood of the Karban Pesach, and you're doing so for people who can't eat it, that will not disqualify the animal. This is only a halacha specific to that of shechita. So therefore, you have a chumra when it comes to the avod of shechita. Granted, by the way, it's only true by Karban Pesach, but in shechita, however, you see that shechita at some point is more chumra. Therefore, I can't learn out a halacha from shechita to the other avodas. So, continuing now in the Gemara. So now that I know that I can't learn out from shechita, so how do I know that by the other avodas there's this idea of you have to have kavana lishma? In other words, l'shem this karban. El amakra. So we're back to the Gemara. We're about 8 lines down from the top. El amakra. Amakrif is dama shlamim. Shitei kabal l'shem shlamim. So the Torah says hamakrif is dama shlamim. Now you are offering the dama shlamim. Now, even though the Torah does not say it explicitly, this is a reference to Kabbalah Saddam. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have a drasha by Kabbalah Saddam, so why don't we learn how shechita from Kabbalah Saddam? Mishem de'ikla mifrechma l'kabbalah shekein psula bizar v'isha. Now, the word v'isha may or may not belong in the Gemara over here. Shechita Mekubetzes takes it out. But again, what we're learning now is a chumra as it relates to Kabbalah Saddam. What's the chumra by Kabbalah Saddam? You can't have a non-kohen do it. Meaning, the first avodah is shechita. The second avodah is Kabbalah Saddam. Shechita can be done by anybody. Kabbalah Saddam can only be done by Kohanim. Meaning from Kabbalah Saddam going forward, it can only be done by Kohanim. If you have a non-Kohen doing the Kabbalah Saddam, it will be pasul. The receiving of the blood will be pasul. The carbon now is disqualified because the Kabbalah Saddam was not done by a Kohen. So you see that you have a chomer as it relates to Kabbalah Saddam. Ashkechan, so, and that's why I can't learn from Kabbalah Saddam back to shechita. And again, this exercise is basically going to show us that I need a drasha for all four avodas, and why it is I can't learn from one avoda to the other, because each avoda has a unique aspect to it, and therefore, whatever may be true by one avoda is not necessarily translatable to the other avodas. Ashkechan shechita v'kabbalah zrika minalan. So far, what do we have? We have a source for shechita and for kabbalah saddam. Now, what about zrika? V'chitema leilev mihani. So the Gemara says, well, let's learn it out from shechita and from Kabbalah Saddam. Malahanish came to himself on Vyeshna Bechatos Apanimus. So the Gemara says, no, when it comes to Shkita, when it comes to Kabbalah Saddam, so these are activities that require the north section, meaning that there is let's say for example a carbonola, you must shech the animal on the northern part of the courtyard. On top of that, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done in the northern part of the courtyard. So this is a special requirement that applies to Shechita and to Kabbalah Saddam. It does not apply to Zrika. And also, Yeshtam B'chataos HaPnimios. There are certain chataos that are offered not on the outer Mizbech, but rather on the inner Mizbech. This is what's called Chataos HaPnimios. The Karban Chatzos of Yom Kippur are usually the prototypical example of a chatzos apnimios, and we know that such karbanos are not sprinkled on the Aron Mizbech. So you have various karbanos where you have shechita and you have kabbalas adam, but you don't have zrika on the Aron Mizbech. So therefore, whatever is true by shechita and by kabbalas adam is not necessarily true by zrika. So ela amakra hazorik is dam hashlamim. So the Gemara says good. So that's why we have a pasuk for that as well. We have a pasuk for zrika that hazorik is dam hashlamim, that shitei zrika l'shem shlamim. So you have to have the zrika for the purposes of the karma shlamim. V'lichtav rechman abizrika v'leilav mina. So the Gemara says that's wonderful. So why don't we have now just a pasuk by zrika and therefore learn how the other avodas from zrika? So mishum dikel mifrach mal zrika sheken chayev ala hazar misa. If a non-Kohen would do a Zrikas Hadam, would sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, such an individual would be Chayv Misa. And as Rashi points out over here, it's not like a non-Kohen. It's not like a Zar can do the other Avodas. Again, Shechita keep to the side. Shechita can be done by a non-Kohen. But when it comes to the other Avodas of Kabbalas Hadam and Holacha, it's not like that could be done by a non-Kohen. Zarim can't do that as well. But in terms of specifically the death penalty, and I say the death penalty, but by the way, I mean over here, Misa bidei shamayim only comes when a zar does zrika. Rashi over here writes, zrika zar chayev ala misa, aval shechita ksher bizar. As far as shechita is concerned, that can be done by a non-Kohen. Kabbalah v'olach af epishe psil bizar ein chayev aleha misa. And as it relates to the two avodas of Kabbalah Saddam and Holacha, a zar can't do it, but he's not chayev misa. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yuma over here. I'm not going to go through the rest of Rashi right now, but there has to be certain requirements, certain identifiers in terms of which avoda is going to be subject to Misa Bidei Shemaim if a non-Kohen were to do it. It has to be an avoda that concludes. It can't be an avoda that has anything afterwards. See the remainder of Rashi for exactly what identifies it. But in other words, it only applies to Zrika. It doesn't apply to Kabbalah. It doesn't apply to Halacha. And that's what makes Zrika unique. And therefore, I can't learn from Zrika to the other avodas. Ashkechan kulu halacha minalan. So good. So now we have a source for three of the four. We have a source for Shechita. We have a source for Kabbalah Saddam. We have a source for Zrika. Now, what about Halacha? Really interesting, by the way, that the Gemara doesn't go in order. Meaning the Gemara goes from one to two to four. And now we're going back to three. So where's the source for Halacha? V'chite malay lev mekula. So the Gemara says, well, why don't I learn it from the other three? Malakula shekein avodah she'ev shalavad la. Tamar ba'olacha she'ev shalavad la. So here the Gemara introduces us to a very unique aspect about Halacha, the avodah of Halacha. And that is Halacha is not necessary. Listen to this. When done, it's an avoda, but you don't have to do it. Now, why don't you have to do it? So it's very simple. Because you could shech the karban right up against the mizbeach. By the way, another misconception. Shechita is not done on the mizbeach. Shechita is done off the mizbeach. Later in the mesechta, if I remember correctly, the Gemara is going to entertain what if you did it on the mizbeach, but that's not what shechita is done. Shechita is done on the azara floor, on the courtyard floor. So, but it could very well be that the shechita is done right up against the mizbeach, and so therefore you have shechita, you have kabbalah sadam, halacha, I'm right here. I don't need to walk into the mizbeach, I'm right here. So halacha, when done, it's an avoda, but doesn't need to be done. So the Gemara says, so I can't learn out the other halacha from the other avodos, because the other avodos are necessary. I can't have a carbon without shechita. I can't have it without kabbalah sadam, and I can't have it without zrika. So I can't learn a halacha from these three to halacha. Halacha is fundamentally different in this regard. So alam akravi kriv. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we're going to need a source for halacha. What's the source for halacha? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk. We're going to add the word hakohen. That's in the pasuk. Shita Mekubetzis has it. The ikriv hakohen etzakol hamizbecha. Va'amar mar. Now, in the Torah describing over here, the hikriv. Hikriv means to bring close. What are we talking about over here? It actually says the hikriv twice. The hikriv hakohen etzakol hamizbecha va'amar marzu halacha zevram lekevesh. So we're talking first, this hikriv talks about bringing the limbs up the ramp to the mizbech. Vihikrivo zukabal sadam. And the second time where it mentions vihikrivo, what does that mean, bringing close? It means bringing close the blood of the carbon that you shechted to the mizbech, what we refer to as halacha. Now, how does the Torah describe the word halacha? Va'apik rechmana balashan halacha. Meaning, even though the Torah is used talking about halacha, let's do that again. Vihikrivo zukabal sadam. That when the Torah describes vihikrivo, it's a reference to kabbalah sadam. Va'apik rachmana b'loshan holacha. And that, and when the Torah describes Kabbalah Sadam, the Torah is using v'hikrivo. Now v'hikrivo, of course, means bring the blood close to the Mizbech, what we call holacha. So it's really interesting that when the Torah is describing Kabbalah Sadam, the verb that the Torah is using is v'hikrivo, which is holacha. L'memer da holacha lo tafke michlal Kabbalah. That holacha and Kabbalah, even though they are throughout the Masechta referred to as two avodas, but basically they are 2A and 2B. We're always going to count as 2 and 3. But in other words, but if you want to give another way of outlining it, it's really 2A, 2B. Receive the blood from the animal, bring the blood over to the Mizbech. And what gives us the right to call it 2A and 2B? Because the Torah, when describing the avoda of Kabbalah Sadam, the Torah says, v'hikrivo, which of course is a reference to halacha, bringing the blood close to the Mizbech. So whatever's true by Kabbalah Sadam is going to be true by halacha. Just like by Kabbalah Sadam, there has to be a kavana lishma, so too when it comes to halacha, there has to be kavana lishma. Ashkechan shinui kodesh, so good. So now what we have done in this first half of today's amud, I guess first quarter of today's daf, is what we have now identified the four avodas and the sources for the four avodas in terms of how do I know that for these four avodas, there needs to be a requirement of lishma. So now the Gemara says, what about shinui bala min alam? What about the next machshava, the next kavana? I have to have the right owner in mind. So Amar Pinchas, Bered Ravami, Amar Krav, Vasar, Zevach, Todas, Shlamav. So the Gemara quotes from the next parasha, Tzav. Torah says that the meat of Zevach, Todas, Shlamav. And the Gemara now darshan, Shetei Zvicha, L'shem Toda. That when you shech, it has to be L'shem Toda. Now this is not Shinui Baalim, this is Shinui Kodesh. The drasha over here is teaching me that I have to have the right carbon in mind. I don't need a drasha for Shinui Kodesh. We have just gone over the first part of today's Amud. We've just gone over all the sources that teach us that Shinui Kodesh applies to a carbon. So now what we're going to have is a classic drasha of the Gemara of Im Eino. I have a drasha. It is superfluous. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the drasha and basically move it over just a little bit. Im Eino Inyan L'Shinui Kodesh Tanafkalei Mehasam Taneo Inyan L'Shinui Balam. So because I no longer need this particular drasha for Shinui Kodesh, as we already established all the drasha for Shinui Kodesh, so we move it over just a little bit for Shinui Bala. Now the Gemara says, now, I can't, even though we just made a drasha from this pasuk regarding the carbon todah, the Gemara says, truth be told, is that I already have this pasuk and this phrase dedicated to another drasha, and the Gemara goes on to explain it. If let's say I have the carbon toda, and I know, we're learning all this on the fly, as we're going through the Masechta, but a carbon toda is a form of a carbon shlamim. It's a little bit different for reasons which we're going to articulate later on, but in other words, it's basically another form of a carbon shlamim. Let's say you shech the carbon toda, l'shem shlamim. So when the Kohen had the carbon toda and shechting the carbon toda, he thought to himself, this is a shlamim. That's okay, kshera. However, shlamim sheshechting l'shem toda psula. But it doesn't work the other way. Meaning, if you have a general carbon shlamim, and the Kohen while shechting it now is thinking to himself and articulating, this is a carbon toda, that's no good. Basically, it's going from micro to macro, but not macro to micro. Meaning, toda is part of the category of shlamim, but shlamim in general is not necessarily a toda. And I know this because just look at the Pesukim. You'll see in the Pesukim that when the Torah describes the Toda, the Torah also refers to it as a Shlamim. And that's the Pesuk that we just quoted a couple lines earlier. Ubasar Zevach Todas Shlamav. So it's fair to call the Toda carbon Shlamim. So when the Kohen shechs the carbon Toda and he calls it a Shlamim, that's fine. But it doesn't work in the other direction. Meaning a shlamim is not a toda necessarily, and so therefore if it's a standard carb shlamim, and the Kohen first toda is a toda, that's not fine. So now, we have now used this pasuk to teach us a different halacha. So what we're looking for once again is the source in the Torah for shinui bailim. So the Gemara says, anan mizevach kamrinan. So the Gemara says, well, we're learning it actually from the word zevach. So the Gemara says, v'akatami bailei, chatas v'asham inayin. So the Gemara says, no, I heard the word zevach is coming to teach me a different halacha, and that is the amount of time that I am allowed to eat a carbon chatzis and a carbon asham. Now the answer to that question, how long can I eat the carbon chatzis and carbon asham? Well, the answer really is, I can't eat it. In other words, chatzis and asham can only be eaten by zirchei kahuna. not a kohen. So, but in other words, but in the event that you had a kohen in the base of Mikdash, after shechting carbon chatos and ashram, the kohen is supposed to the zichri kohen of the male kohen to eat the meat. So that is for the day that it shechted and the following night. Tamalomer zevach, and I know that because the Torah says the word zevach as it relates to carbon todah. Carbon todah also is only eaten for one day and for one night. And by the way, this is where a carbon todah is a little different than a regular shlamim. A regular shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Well, a carbon todah can only be eaten for that day and for that night, for the following night. And we've established that when it comes to carbon todah. We also know it's true by chatos and ashram. We learned it through the drasha of zevach. So basically, zevach is also spoken for. So imke nechto kra ubasar toda shlamav zevach. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the fact that the Torah formulates it by not putting the word zevach at the end. So my zevach, why does the Torah put the word, insert the word zevach right in the middle? Ubasar zevach toda shlamav shmamina tarte. So the Gemara says that it allows us now to learn two halachas. Meaning one halacha is being learned by the word itself and another halacha is placement of the word. So the halacha, so the two halachas are, number one, the amount of time that I'm allowed to eat the carbon todah together with the chatos and ashram, one day and one night. And the other halacha is shinui balim. Ashkechan zvicha shara avodas min alan. And once again, now we're going to go through the same exercise, which is that we have a drasha but for shchita. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we have the drasha for the other avodas as well. V'chitem leilof mizvicha. So the Gemara says, well, maybe let's learn it out from shchita. Mal zvicha shekem poso shalol shem ochlim bepesach. So I can't learn that from Shechita because Shechita has a Chumrah. And let's review. The Chumrah of Shechita is that vis-a-vis a Karban Pesach, if you shecht it without the right Kavanah, without thinking of it being a Karban Pesach, let's go one step further. Let's say you shecht it with the intent of having it as a Karban Pesach, but Shelo L'Shem Balim Shiyachol La'Ochlan. But I have it in mind for people who physically can't consume it. That's the postal. So that's a special halacha as it relates to Shechita. So therefore, I can't learn out the other avodas from Shechita. So, I'm just backing up one line. Mal zvicha shekem posu shol l'shem ochlim bepesach nemer zvicha b'shinu ekorish v'nemer zvicha b'shinu ebalim. Mal zvicha amur b'shinu ekorish lo chalakta bein zvicha l'shar avodos. Av zvicha amur b'shinu ebalim lo tachla bein zvicha l'shar avodos. So the Gemara makes the following attempt. Well, you know that we spent the first part of today's daf, going over all the sources of Shinui Kodesh. We learned Shinui Kodesh by Shechita, by Kabbalah Sadam, by Holacha, by Zrika. So now the Gemara says, well, if that's all true by Shinui Kodesh, and we know that one of them is true by Shinui Balam, so why don't we just simply carry over all the Holachas by Shinui Kodesh and move it over to Shinui Balam? So the Gemara says, Ikla Mifrach, as we now are in the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says you can't do that. In other words, just because it's true by Shinui Kodesh, it's not going to necessarily be true by Shinui Balam. Shinui Balam is different than Shinui Kodesh in four different respects. One, Ma l'Shinui Kodesh came Psula Begufa. Number one, Shinui Kodesh is, I'm trying to change a designation in the carbon itself. It's an Ola, the carbon now is trying to reassign it as a Shlamin. Okay. In other words, it's a Shinui in the animal itself. Shinui Balam, on the other hand, something external to the animal. Meaning instead of this guy being the owner, I'm thinking this guy's the owner. So it's different just in the nature of the shinui. A change in the animal versus a change in something external to the animal. Two, yesh number arva avodas. When it comes to shinui kodesh applies to all four avodas. But when it comes to shinui abayim does not apply to all four avodas. Now, at this point in time, it's fair to be a little bit confused. It's fair. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to cite a source in the Torah that teaches us Shinui Balam by all four avodas. And now the Gemara says, but you know, you can't learn now from Shinui Kodesh because Shinui Kodesh applies to all four avodas, but Shinui Balam doesn't apply to all four avodas. Right? It's a little confusing. If Shinui Balam doesn't apply to all four avodas, so why do we need a source for Shinui Balam by all four avodas? So Rashi over here clarifies, and again, we're now going to say over a point that we said on day one, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, but Rashi over here now is going to repeat the point. Let's see the Rashi inside. Rashi writes, V'yeshtam b'dalat avodos, I'm reading the entire Rashi, Shim shacha shalol l'shmo, okibo v'alak v'zok shalol l'shmo, apapish lo chishav, el al ha-shchita shalol l'shmo, pasol kidderabina lehu la'el. Because when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, the Kohen shechs the animal, it's a carbonola. And the Kohen declares, it's a shlamim during the shchita. And I'm shechting it l'shem shlamim. Okay, that's no good. And it's sure, the same thing I just said is also going to be true by Kabbalah Saddam. You're receiving the blood. The Kohen's saying, I'm accepting the blood. The carbon was the carbon Olah. I'm accepting the blood as the carbon Shlamim. And it's no good. So in other words, when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, it's going to disrupt the animal for any one of the four avodas. Rashi continues to write, Aval Shinui Bailam lo shayach ela bizrika. Now when it comes to Shinui Bailam, it only will adversely affect the carbon for Zrika. Now listen carefully as Rashi explains this. And Rashi explains this beautifully. Because even though we're looking for Shinui Balam by the four avodas, but here's what we really mean. That in order for it to be a disruption of the carbon by Shinui Balam, the Kohen during the Shechita has to say, I'm shechting the animal to sprinkle the blood for somebody else. I'm receiving the blood to sprinkle the blood for somebody else. Meaning, even though it will be disruptive at all four avodos, but it's only going to be disruptive if during any one of the four avodos you're thinking about the zrika. Meaning, when it comes to Shinui Balam, it's all revolving around zrika. Aval Shachar, Rashi goes on to explain. Aval Shachar, Shalosh Shem Bala, Velo Yizkir, Amenas Lizrok, Einzim Achshava de Shinui Balam. Lo, Shaykh Bekarban, Ela, Lizkap Rebo, Vikapara Bezrikahi. Rashi explains. Because when it comes to, let's say I shecht it with another owner in mind. Obviously it's not the best, but it's not going to disrupt the carbon. If I didn't have Zrika in mind at that point in time, when is Shinui Bailam going to be disruptive? Only during Zrika. Because Zrika is when the owner now achieves his kapara. So even though it's true, you can give a Shinui Bailam status to the carbon, but that's during any one of the four avodas, but that only is when it's coupled with I'm sprinkling the blood, or I plan to sprinkle the blood for somebody other than its owner. And Rashi all quotes the Gemara later on, and Daf Yud, where the Gemara was going to make this point very clear. Shem Amar Harini Shoch L'Shem Ploni Kasher Shach V'Amenath Lizrok L'Shem Ploni Pasol V'Chein Lein Yin Kabbalah V'Olach L'Shach Shino Bala Elayim Kain Chishu V'Kabba Amenath Lizrok L'Shem Acher. Okay, wonderful. So really, Rashi over here does a wonderful job explaining the Gemara. Meaning, Shinui Balam applies to all four avodas, but with one caveat, with one really important caveat. And that is that during the avoda, the Kohen is saying, I'm doing it for another owner, but I'm doing it, meaning the Shechita. While doing the Shechita, he says, I plan on sprinkling it for another owner. Then and only then does this constitute Shinui Balam. Then and only then is the carbon going to be disrupted. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So, when it comes to comparing a Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Balam, the Gemara says it's not a good comparison. Number one, Shinui Kodesh applies to the animal. Shinui Balam is external to the animal. Number two, Yeshlam Bar Avodos. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh, it applies to all four Avodos, and as we just explained, meaning each Avoda independently will be disruptive if the Kohen does not have the right carbon in mind. But when it comes to Shinui Balam, even though it could happen during any one of the four avodas, but the Kohen has to have Zrika in mind in order for it to be affected. Number three, back to the Gemara, last line. Yeshla Achamisa. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh can occur post-mortem, after the owner of the animal died. After the owner of the animal died, the carbon's still going to be brought. It still has to be brought as it was originally assigned. If it was an Ola, it has to be brought as an Ola. If it was a Shlamim, it has to be brought as a Shlamim. However, when it comes to Shinui Balam, let's say the owner of the animal died, and now I have another owner in mind, the owner's dead. In other words, Shinui Balam over here won't necessarily apply. And later in the Masechta, we're going to talk a lot more about what to do with the carbon once its owner is no longer alive. Keep in mind that with a carbon chatas, whose owner dies, you can't offer the carbon anymore. We'll talk more about that later in the Masechta. And finally, number four, Yeshna B'tzibor Kibiyachet. And the other consideration, the last consideration, is that when it comes to Shinui Kodesh, that applies even to carbon sibor. Carbon sibor is brought as either an Ola, rarely, but sometimes as a Shlamim. The carbon sibor can be brought as a carbon chatzis. In other words, the carbon sibor, a communal offering, can be brought as a particular type of carbon. When the Kohen now offers it, he's got to offer it as that designation. If he changes the designation, so that's disruptive. However, when it comes to Shinui Balam, Shinui Balam doesn't apply to a carbon seaboard for a really simple reason. Because who's the owner? meaning there is no one specific owner. Right? Rashi, on the very last Rashi in the Amud, writes, Aval Shinui Balam, Lo Shach B'Karbon Tzibur, Sharei HaKol Balav. Well, everyone's the owner. So there are four fundamental distinctions to be made between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balam. So that now leads us to the conclusion that just because something is true by Shinui Kodesh does not mean it's going to be true by Shinui Balam. Now, then the Gemara says, as we turn to the top of Dal Amud Beis, the Alpha Gav Tartu Lav Dafka, Tartu Mia Dafka. Now, of the four distinctions that we made, the Gemara kind of like gives like a little self-editorial. You know, two of them are really good. Of the four distinctions that we just made. Maishna shinui balam delo havi psula begufo, machshava ba'ama shinui kodesh nami machshava ba'amahu. So the Gemara says, look, what do we say? That when it comes to shinui balam, it's not psula in the guf. The Gemara says, psula in the guf? What are we talking about over here? We're not actually doing something physical to the animal. All this is in the world of machshava. And again, machshava over here could mean articulation. In fact, Tosas over here writes, Tosas on the top of the Amun, machshava ba'ama, ve'afilu yehit sarach dibur, kevin deleika maisa havik machshava ba'ama. Tosas over here says, look, let's say that it requires articulation. But still, in other words, but you're not doing anything physically to the animal. So don't tell me that, well, the difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim is that Shinui Kodesh is to the animal. It's not really. It's dibur. It's speech. But at least the talk is about the animal. But even the Gemara acknowledges itself. This is not the best distinction to be made. So ela kevin de achshav apasla achinam kevin de achshav apasla ula rav pinchas berei de rav mari de amar yeshinu ebalam lachar misa. And as we're going to be discussing later in the Mestachta, not that long from now, there is an opinion that says that there is such a concept of shinui balam even post-mortem. We'll talk more about that later in this parak. But still, okay, so, you can quibble, the Gemara kind of like acknowledges. You can quibble on the first distinction, you can quibble on the second distinction. But the third and fourth distinction are solid, and so the Gemara says, so really, when all said and done, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balam are not the same, and just because we have a source for Shinui Kodesh does not necessarily mean that we have a source for Shinui Balam. El Amar Ravashi, Amar Kras, so here we go now. So we have to look for sources for Shinui Balam, the psul of Shinui Balam. So the Gemara says, V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, v'lo al chavero. The Torah says that it provides a kapara for him and not for somebody else. The Gemara says, yeah, but this phrase in the Torah is already a sign for another drasha. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, es sha'alav chai b'achar yusuf, ve'e she'enu alav, enu chai b'achar yusuf. So when you say the word alav, it means that when you are bringing a carbon ola as a personal carbon, with personal liability, personal responsibility, recourse, if you will. So under those circumstances, that means to say that you are always obligated to bring the carbon. Masha'enkin, if it's just an adava, so you're not always obligated to bring the carbon. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdima, ma'itamik evin da'amar alai, because when you say the word alai on me, kemanda ta'on le'a katfei, it's like you're basically saying that, hey, put it on my shoulders, dummy. It's like the person saying, put it on my shoulders, meaning I will, like the expression, like the English expression, I will shoulder the responsibility. When you say that it's on me, it means that you will always have an obligation to bring this carbon. And if something happens to the animal, even if it was only something that was beyond your control, you have personal responsibility, you have personal liability. Recourse. Ravashi, mi v'nirtza lo l'chaper kamar. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. But what Ravashi was focusing on was not the word alav. You're right. The word alav is coming to teach us the halacha regarding neder and personal responsibility. But v'nirtza lo l'chaper, that's what Ravashi was focusing on. And that is nirtza lo, meaning it will be a ritzui for him, meaning specifically for the owner. And if it's not the owner, so then it's not going to work. Ashkechan zvika, zvika, vizrika, kabbalah minalan. So the Gemara says, good. Now we have a source for shechting the animal. What about zrika? What about kabbalah? V'chitem aleilav mizvika. I'm sorry. We have a source. Sorry, let me do that better. We have a source for zvika for shechting. We have a source for zrika. What about kabbalah? V'chitem aleilav mizvika vizrika. So the Gemara says, well, let's learn it out from shechting and from sprinkling. Mal zvika vizrika shekein avodish chayav malam mechutz. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they are unique. Even these two by themselves are unique because you would be subject to the penalty in the Torah of shchutei chutz, of shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is an issa that applies to shechting, and it's an issa that applies to zrika as well. but it doesn't apply to the other avodas. You can't do it outside, but the penalty of karis doesn't apply to the other avodas. Alam ravashi asya me el nazir. So the Gemara says, we're going to learn it out from the carbon of the nazir. Dechsiv es ha'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim. Shete asiyaso l'shem shlamim. The asiyah of the carbon should be done for shlamim. V'im enu inyan l'shinu v'karish. Now, even though the Torah is describing shinu v'karish to nafka le'me ha'asam, but we already know shinu v'karish as we discussed on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. Teneo inyan shinu v'balim. So we're going to learn now for shinu v'balim. So therefore we have now shchita, zrika, and kabbalah sadam. Amalei ravach abarabalei rava ema yaseh klal zevach prat. So the Gemara says, well, maybe they understand the pasuk from the nazir. Vesa'al yaseh zevach. Maybe the word yaseh is to be understood as a generality. The word zevach is to be a prat, a detail. Klal uprat ein b'klal amasha b'prat. Zvicha in midech rin alo. And maybe that tells me that, no, that oh, the only time that shinu v'balim is going to work is only by shchita, but not the other avodas. Iksiv yaseh shlamim zevach kedekamar. If the formulation of the Torah was the words yaseh shlamim zevach, then I would agree to you. But hashad ichsiv yaseh zevach shlamim havale klal she'ino male. So the Gemara says it's not a whole generality. It's not a generality that's complete. V'chol klal she'ino male ain't done in osa b'chol prat. In other words, in order for to use the application, the methodology of klal prat, the klal has to be presented in totality. If the klal is not presented in totality, it doesn't operate as the klal prat. Ravina says, no, it is a good klal uprat uklal. Ula Hashem chazar uklal. But in other words, it doesn't operate as a klal uprat, but rather klal uprat uklal. Meaning, according to Ravina, the next word in the pasuk, la Hashem, that now turns into another generality. So amale ravach midiftel Ravina vahalo dami klal kama l'klal basra klal kama marbe asios v'su lo. Klala basra kol l'ashem v'afilu shvichas shirayim v'aktaris imurim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. A klala prato klal can operate as a klala prato klal when the first klal and the second klal are discussing the same basic topic. But if they're not discussing the same basic topic, they don't operate as a klala prato klal. The first klal is talking about the asios, the actions that are done, the avodas that are done when it comes to a karbon. The second klal is l'ashem. What's l'ashem? Things that are going to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the pouring of the rest of the blood, the burning of the limbs on the of the carbon on the Mizbeach. So as a result of that, he doesn't believe that this should operate as a klal uprat klal. Hatana debe Rabbi Shmuel b'chlal uprat darish ki agavna. So the Gemara says no, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, who is obviously one of the fathers, so to say, of this methodology, although obviously he's not the father of the methodology. The methodology is coming from Torah Misinai. But in other words, in terms of articulating klal uprat klal, so this is Rabbi Shmuel, and he does allow for klal uprat klal, even if the first klal and the second klal are not necessarily parallel with one another. Klal uprat klal, yatza dan elakena prat. Now that we are allowing to use klal uprat klal, now the Gemara is just simply spelling out how it would look. Ma prat mefurash avoda ubi'in l'shma. So when it comes to an example, the example is shchita. So just like it's an avoda and there's a l'shma requirement, Av kol avodas will be in l'shma. So to all the other avodas have to be done l'shma. Ima pram beforsh avoda v'chayav malam bechutz. Av kol avodas v'chayav malam bechutz. Shchita v'zrika in kabal v'alachalo. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if the example is a prototype, but I can only use other things that follow that match the prototype. The prototype in the middle is shchita. So anything like shchita, zrika is like shchita. Why zrika like shchita? Because zrika and shchita are both subject to the punishment of shchut echutz and zorik bechutz. The other avodas do not. Inami ma'aprat mefurish davar aton safam v'yeshnem b'chataos apnimus. Av kol aton safam v'yeshnem b'chataos apnimus. Shchita v'kabal en zrik alone. So the Gemara says, and I'll give you another argument that really the prototype in the middle is shchita. It should be shchita and kabal sadam. Why shchita and kabal sadam? Because as we already discussed earlier, but let's say it again, they both have to be done on the north side of the azara. They both are applicable to an inner chatas. However, zrika does not necessarily have to be done on the north side. Zrika is not done for the chataos apnimis. So therefore, maybe it should only apply to shchita and kabal sadam, not shchita and zrika. So the Gemara says, well, what we just did is we just created a compelling argument that Shechita should be aligned with Zrika. We then made another compelling argument that Shechita should be aligned with Kabbalah Sadam. So the Gemara says, you know what? Since we made compelling arguments in both ways, so in terms of the methodology of Klal Prada Klal, we'll allow ourselves to go in both directions. Lishna Achrina, the Gemara says, Chada v'chada teku. So the Gemara says, or just another way, Chada v'chada teku b'milsa. Or the Gemara just gives another way to formulate it, meaning I can go this way, I can go that way. Teku b'milsa, meaning we'll leave it in both directions. Or the Gemara says, or maybe we could say it like this. Again, we're looking for sources in the Torah for Shinu Ebalim applying to the other avodas. So in terms of Zrika, we can maybe learn it from the following. So Midrav Ashi Nafka, that comes from the drasha of Rav Ashi that we learned on the top of the Amud. Ashkechan Ayol Nazir Shar Shlami Minalan. So far we have a wonderful source, slightly complicated, but we have a wonderful source of Shinu Ebalim as it relates to the Isle of the Nazir. What about all the other Shlamim? V'chitem and Eilat Me'Isle Nazir. Well, let's learn it from Isle Nazir. My Isle Nazir, Shekein Yesh Imayim Dam Me'Macherim. What do you mean? By the Isle Nazir, it's one of a package. It's a bundle of Karbanos. Every time a Nazir brings his Karbanos, it's not just the Isle Nazir, other Karbanos as well. We're looking for a source for Shinui Balam that talks about independent Karbanos. In Kein Nechtav Shalmei. My Shlamim, L'Rabbas Kol Shlamim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the fact that the Torah says the word shlamim, that's a riboy that applies, it applies to all shlamim. Ashkechan shlamim shar kol kashu minalan. What about all the other karbanos? V'chitem and elof mishlamim lefonim from shlamim. Amash shlamim shekein tunin smichon nesachim tenuf achaz v'shok. The Gemara says, yeah, shlamim has special requirements in that. You have to put your hand on the karban. Libations. The waving of the chest and the leg. Elam akroz, osa Torah, le'olalam in chalach hatas la'asham le'miluim, le'zevach shlamim, hikishin akasav l'shlamim. Ma shlamim ben shinu akorus ben shinu ebalim be'inan l'shma, avkol ben shinu akorus ben shinu ebalim be'inan l'shma. The pasuk in Parshat Tzav, when after going through all the karbanos, says, zos Torahs, and then lists all the different types of karbanos. And that is a hekesh, that now allows us to say that since all these karbanos are listed in one pasuk together, so whatever is true by one karban, it's going to be true by another karban as well. And I don't mean that literally. I mean, obviously, karbanos have different rules. But in other words, in terms of these general concepts of shinui kodesh, shinui balim, if it applies by one, it applies to others as well. So the Gemara says, oh, you know what? This actually will be a good pausing point. Let's pause over here, and we'll pick it up from here. In other words, we're gonna discuss tomorrow is how do I know what the ramifications are? So far, what we have established today, to put it really succinctly, is that Gemara cited a source in the Torah for Shinui Kodesh by the Dalet Avodos and Shinui Balam by the Dalet Avodos as well. Obviously, it's all in the details, but that's what the Gemara accomplished in the course of today's daf. And tomorrow we'll continue the discussion.